Once a month, a group of Reno County Democratic women meet at the steakhouse at the Hutchinson Regional Airport to talk politics. This month, the pre-meeting chatter was all about the gubernatorial primary.
And I honestly have not made up my mind. It's a huge conflict.
That's Sandra Gustafson. She's a self-proclaimed women's rights activist.
So at this point, I'm really drawn between voting long-held convictions as a woman for a right to choose and the woman candidate. And I'm also very much concerned with the lack of new blood in our party. And I'm very much attracted to Josh Spotty for that reason.
The conflict over who's stronger on abortion rights and how much that matters has become one of the few issues dividing candidates in the primary. At a debate in Wichita in early June, veteran State Senator Laura Kelly, the only woman in the race, one-upped the young former Ag Secretary Josh Spotty.
Women's health care.
I would veto any new restrictions on women's reproductive rights. Thank you.
Kansas has almost nowhere else to go to restrict women's access. So to just say, I will veto any more, is not enough.
Another split is gun control. Former Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer has since challenged both Kelly and Swati for having sided with the NRA on some gun legislation.
Well, let's make sure that we have a clear understanding about this. The NRA is not going to support me today, and they're not going to support me at any other day because of my position on guns.
The last Democrat to be elected governor, Kathleen Sebelius, says given the political dynamics of Kansas, it won't be a wild-eyed liberal who emerges from the primary. And she says, as the GOP veers right, a coalition builder will have the best chance in November.
And then you would attract 100% of the Democrats, a chunk of the independents, and a slice of moderate Republicans. That's the formula that elects a Democrat statewide.
Sebelius is backing Senator Kelly. But at the Kansas Young Democrats annual convention this month, it was Josh Swati who generated most of the excitement. Nick Hinman is from Olathe.
He kind of has the energy that we need to defeat someone, you know, God forbid we face someone like Kris Kobach. You know, he has the energy to take him on.
But Shawnee County Democratic Party Chairwoman Ethel Edwards says most primary voters know the candidates because of geography and not ideology.
Well, for Sedgwick County folks, they'd say Carl Brewer. For Shawnee County folks, they'll say Laura Kelly. For Western Kansas, the Swati folks would say Josh Swati.
And while the candidates are leaning into that, Swati has been playing up his rural roots. Brewer, his two terms as mayor of the state's largest city, and Kelly, her tenure in Topeka. The contested primary has also forced them outside of their usual stomping grounds. Zach Worf, the Democratic Party chairman in Finney County, says Western Kansas usually feels forgotten by politicians. But he's been happy to see that each one of the candidates running this year has come out to Garden City at least three or four times already.
I will support whichever candidate has the best policies closest to lining up with me. But understanding what that 4 or 5 hour drive feels like and knowing that there's a whole nother side of the state that they have to be aware of is super important.
But appealing to Western Kansans might not matter as much until the general election. That's because more than half of registered Democrats live in either Johnson, Shawnee, Sedgwick, or Wyandotte County. That math likely favors Laura Kelly. Meanwhile, back at the Hutchinson Airport, Bev Uli says she'd love to see a candidate who can get people excited to vote again. For her, that's Josh Swati.
I just liked he was young and exciting and knowledgeable. He was just what I would think of as a good candidate.
Uli says she's a staunch Democrat who supports pushing for greater access to health care and increased education spending. But she says it's okay to accept a candidate with some conservative ideas, if that's what it takes to get a Democrat in the governor's office. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett.